So you remember. By the grace of Nityananda Prabhu, we have so much a strong faith in Nityananda. By his mercy, he went to Vrindavan. He saw Vrindavan so beautiful, as it was in Krishna time. He saw Govinda Gopinath. He met with Rupa Sanatan. He received, he was inspired pure Gopi Prema in his heart by Nityananda Prabhu. He had this attitude. Even so rated, if anyone takes the shelter of lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, he is Baladeva Prabhu, giving his spiritual strength for his Baladeva Prabhu. If anyone takes shelter, never affected by whole world, no harm, Nityananda Prabhu. Be merciful, merciful to him, and he will inspire everything. Today is also the birthplace, first date of Raghunath Das Goswami. We will try to remember his life, so that we may learn something, how to develop our Krishna consciousness. How we can, in a very rich family, how he was married to a very beautiful lady with in whole India, very beautiful and qualified. He was like a son of king, but even he left all. Became street beggar, and how he received Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, lotus feet, and Nityananda Prabhu, and how he became like so developed, like Raghunath Das Goswami, being in Radhapur. First he was in
Puri,
and then he went. He had two times darshan before giving up his all wife and wealth and all. How he will we met him and what teachings were for him from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How he met Nityananda. How he was blessed by Nityananda. In a very little brief, our Brahmachari Hari Priya will narrate all these things. He has heard me so many times. Naveen could have done, but he is now one legged. So he cannot stand up. So his Hari Priya should tell all the teachings and all these things. How he started Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna and when. Very briefly, not. You can just stand up. All devotees of Mathura are remembering me, because in this very auspicious stage, you want to call all. And I used to order them all Brahmachari, O Nami, O Hari Priya, O Premananda, O Subhananda, Sudhanya, and used to tell them to speak on Raghunath Das Prabhu, Vishnu Priya Devi, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Oh, one thing marvelous I forget. Today is Vasanta. What is Vasanta? For a moment. What is Vasanta Panchami? Or I will tell in the last.
After.
Yes. You should tell 15 minutes. It will be 7.5 and then 2 minutes I will speak on Vasanta.
So, Madhyana Timiranasya, Jananjan Salasaya, Tatsulun Vire. First of all, I offer my unlimited humble gratitude for the sentiment of my spiritual master and to all his humble Vaishnavas. As per the order of Gurudev, I try to narrate the story of Raghunandas Goswami. Raghunandas Goswami was one of the principal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared in the village named the Saptagram, that is in northeast of in West Bengal.
West Bengal.
His father, there were two brothers, Rani Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar. But among them, there was only one son. They were a landlord. It has been stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita that their annual income at that time was 12 lakh golden coins. They were so rich. But so you can imagine the status of Raghunandas Goswami. When he was a child, very small, that time he got the association of Haridas Thakur. He lived with him. Haridas Thakur at that time used to live with Yadunandana Chari. Yadunandana Chari is known as his Mantra Padanta Guru, that is Diksha Guru. By the association of Haridas Thakur, he learned he knew many things about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By hearing about Mahaprabhu, he naturally became attracted to Mahaprabhu. Later on in his childhood, he got the chance to meet with Mahaprabhu. He wanted to leave the home, but Mahaprabhu said him,
met in Shantipur, in the home of
Mahaprabhu said that don't leave your home now. Said reciting a prayer, Jao Ghar Jao Naho Basu Kame Kame Pavitra Naho Shindukur. Don't act as a madman right now. So go back to your home gradually, when you will become qualified.
Very strong and qualified.
Then you will be able to give up your material life.
What you should do? फिर भैया घर जा ना हो बातों
कमें कमें तो मैं भावे तुम्हें कहूँ शुद्ध को
भालो ना खाई दे और भालो ना परी दे अमानी मानो धोए कृष्ण नाम सदा लो अंतरे करण निष्ठा
ये तो व्यवहार
और फिर आते कृष्ण तुम्हारे पर एक्सप्लेन दिस
आई एक्सप्लेन फर्स्ट वर्स दैट डोंट एक्ट लाइक ए मैडमैन बातों मींस मैडमैन Gradually, after he said that antare karanistha bahya do vyavahar.
Bhalo na khai vyar, bhalo na paribe.
Bhalo na khai vyar, bhalo na paribe. Don't eat so nice prasadam and don't wear so nicely. Very opulent garments.
Don't take golden watches, golden earrings, golden so many anguthis. Holding everything, don't take delicious Mahaprasadam. It will make so many problems.
Antare karanistha.
Here, very costly cloth, very simple.
Antare karanistha bahya loka vyavahar. This is particularly the instruction for Grihastha Vaishnavas. So within the heart, you should have firm conviction, you have deep attachment with Krishna. But externally, because you are living in a society, you are not in this renowned order of life, so you have some relationship with the people of society to act accordingly. But within inside, you should be fully dedicated to the Krishna. Antare karo nistha bahya loka vyavahar, achirate Krishna, soma, gorya kumbhar. Krishna, within a short period, achirate, not in a long time, very soon he will make you cross this material world. So he was acting like that. At Gurudev said that he was married to the most beautiful woman at that time. His parents did a lot to take the Raghunandas Goswami's feeling towards Mahaprabhu and Krishna, but ultimately they couldn't. In Panihati, we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, taking all his associates, was throwing letters and he was moving village to village. When he reached to Panihati and Raghunandas Goswami heard about this, he also went there with all his resources. He was a son of landlord. He had owned everything, admitting everything. With his associates, he went to meet Nityananda Prabhu in Panihati. There, he was standing very far from Nityananda Prabhu, but Nityananda Prabhu could see him. He was not approaching Nityananda Prabhu, but Nityananda Prabhu told somebody to go and bring that boy. When he came, I'll try to say in brief. He said, "You are a thief." Why? Thief has two meanings. One is that you have lost something and you try to steal something. Then you are called a thief. Other meaning is that you have stolen something. You are not saying anybody else, "Oh, I have stolen it." Prabhupada says the meaning here is that Raghunandas Goswami, he was not bereft of the Krishna flame or love towards Mahaprabhu. He had that. But he was keeping it stealthily. That's why Nityananda Prabhu told, "You are a thief." He wanted to say the glory of Raghunandas Goswami, that he is a really bona fide devotee of Mahaprabhu. He has that love for Mahaprabhu. So he said, "You are a thief, so that I will punish you." What will be that punishment? Raghunandas Goswami said, "Tomorrow you will have to see all these parties, all these people who are coming in my party." What? The Dahi Pura.
Tomorrow, same day.
Same day?
Yes, same day. Just now.
Dahi Chura. Chura, we say flat rice, your skirt and milk. So Raghunandas Goswami, he was a rich person. He had his associates. He sent his person and they collected everything, and that day the feast was done. And there is a big story how Nityananda Prabhu called Mahaprabhu there, how people were standing in the, even they were so rushed that there were no place to stand up even. They were standing in water. And everybody was fully satisfied.
Everyone saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there from Puri at a glance, and after that he took Mahaprasadam and he again came out of sight and went to go. All saw that Mahaprabhu is now here with Nityananda Prabhu taking Mahaprabhu. So there was so much happiness and taking the remnants of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu.
In this way, he received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Like Krishna Sharadas, they say, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we can cross this material world. So he also received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And after that, he could give up his house of life. That is story how he was acting like a material, person who is totally engaged in the house of life. But inside he had that full conviction. So his father and mother, parents, they were thinking, "Now he is a normal person, he is no more a devotee." Once, in the late night, Yadunandana Acharya sent somebody to Raghunandas Goswami.
Oh, his wife, his mother told his husband, that, "Why you are not binding him in iron chains?" He replied that anyone cannot bind in chain and keep anyone who has some link with Chaitanya. So, what this chain which has no life can bind, even we made a very beautiful chain of his wife, very, very beautiful wife. But that chain could not bind him. So, we could not do anything. So, let what Krishna has to do. And they.
One night, Yadunandana Acharya sent a person to Raghunandas Goswami's house saying that priest who was doing the worshipping of the deity in the Dharmacharya house, he was absent, he went away, so he wanted somebody.
You can tell more better.
So, Raghunandas Goswami taking this opportunity even to see Yadunanacharya. The guards who were there, they didn't take Raghunandas Goswami, thinking that he is going to Yadunanacharya house. But Raghunandas Goswami took the opportunity, and instead of going to Yadunanacharya house, he left. He was going not through the main path, he was going through the jungle, so that even if his father sent the army to catch hold of him, they so can't find him. He was traveling to Raghunathpuri without, say, for 12 days. Within 12 days, I think, he reached Raghunathpuri, and in that, he took thrice or four times something like he is going somewhere, somebody is meeting, you bring that milk, that's all. No solid food. This way he reached to Jagannathpuri and surrendered himself to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu embraced him, blessed him, then he offered Raghunandas Goswami as the lotus feet of Swarup Damodar. There he learned all the...
What he told? When embracing? Oh, you have come out of very big well of stones. The well is full of stones. How you can from that well? What is that tool? The love and affection for family, and family love and affection. Wealth, so much beautiful wife, so love and affection from his parents, from others, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Telling it like to, so, why? The tool is better. In one sense, that we can give up very easily. But it is very, 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 very what?
Difficult.
Difficult to give up this thing. It will be entangled for us. So Chaitanya asked, oh, how beautiful Krishna has done. And you have left this soul, feet, and you have come to me. At first he has warned him not to come, but now he is
encouraging.
Why? At that time he was not so strong. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that in future he may fall, he may come to his end. So he should be strong. That is why he gave a chance that you should be there. Go on doing all these things, but inner, not outward. And you should not quarrel with anyone. Show that I am a very simple person, having no quality, nothing, no devotional activity. Thus they will not care for you, and you can develop in the meantime your this concept. And when you will be so strong, then you can easily come to. So we should not follow the same thing. We should try to follow. We should be very strong, enough strong in Krishna concept. Otherwise you are seeing that so many devotees nowadays falling. We cannot rely on this, that how many days he will be in this sannyas phase. We see that living in Krishna consciousness, even more than 30 years, well honored, well reputed person, and they go. also generally in our line we have never seen, but nowadays it is going on because there is not a state strictly following all these things. So be in householder life and be a strong, and then after that you may be strong, then enough you can take your knowledge. Otherwise no, otherwise you will be the example of falling down like all are never. Otherwise your whole life is this world. Don't try to imitate Acharya to give initiation to all. I'll take first initiation and be developed your Krishna consciousness, that by seeing you all can tell Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, so happy, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Swamiji himself, where he went all used to tell Hare Krishna. No use of giving them Hare Krishna mantra or initiation. This is really initiation. When heart admits that he is my guru, and that person should always give him pure Krishna consciousness. Those who are giving, but what Swamiji wrote on the red, devotion, this devotion gets unalloyed devotion. He is only good. Only giving Krishna mantra in ears, I don't think that he is spiritual good, worldly good. But those who can give is unalloyed by devotion of Krishna, and my heart accept that he is my guru, then he will follow all his career. How to follow the rules and regulations? How to develop Krishna consciousness? And really Krishna consciousness and his guru. So we should try to follow Raghunath Das Goswami. And how he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it in the hands of Sarup Samadha, and how he was following so Vairagya. Perhaps you know all, but he should explain.
Initially he accepted the money, but he was not utilizing for himself. He was utilizing those money for the service of Krishna.
Or only some days. And after 2 days they refused. Because this is the money from Vishai. If we will use, we will also be Vishai. So we should not give to that thing. Even a grain of Vishai will make you fall in down. So always be careful in life.
Vishai anna khele chitta hai madin. Madin chitte. Vishai anna khele malin hai mon. Malin man khele Krishna na hai smaran. If somebody is accepting something from materialistic position, he is utilizing for himself, then his mind will become disturbed. And in such a disturbed mind, he cannot remember Krishna at all. So, hearing it, Raghunath Das Goswami, he stopped utilizing that money even for the service of Vaishnava. Then he goes to, when Mahaprabhu heard this, he became very happy. Then he started going, sitting at the gate of Jagannath temple in order to get some bhiksha.
Srinivas.
After doing some time that, he started thinking, oh, this is like a prostitution. Every day I am sitting here, and those I am seeing, that person gave me riksha yesterday, so he will give me tomorrow, today also. So this is kind of prostitution. Later on he left that too. Now he started to take, in Jagannath temple there is a market of prasadam. Whatever prasadam is not sold there, they just throw it away. The cows eat it. And the remnants of cows, which was really, you can say, rotten. Sarna Das Goswami used to take those rotten rice and he used to bring it to his own place, wash it, add some salt, use it. The Mahaprabhu Deva, he became very, very glad. Once he himself came to the place where he was staying, and he was just about to have that prasadam, Mahaprabhu himself took one morsel from his plate, ate it, and gave it to Sarna Das Goswami. He became so pleased. So this way he spent his life in Jagannath Puri. He learned all the deep places of bhajan from Swarup Damodar. When Mahaprabhu and his associates left this mortal world and went to the eternal reward, Sarna Das Goswami went to Vrindavan.
To die. To die, jumping in Jamuna either?
There he was feeling so much separation that he was planning to suicide. He was thinking that I will throw myself from the top of Govardhan cliff, or I will throw myself in the Jamuna. So this way I will end my life. Then Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami consoled him and said, no, this is not the proper way. So Raghunath Das Goswami started living at the temple. Generally he was living at the temple of Radhakund, but coming, going, always associating with Rupa and Sanatana. There I would like to say, what kind of dham this person has? He's praying that even throughout the day, I have to talk to a materialistic person here in Russia. I would accept that, but I won't be disturbed. This is the kind of nishtha that we require for bhajan. But he says, he depicts that it is more important of the association of Vaishnavas. Because in Rupa and Sanatana, they departed from this material world. He says that the same Gira Govardhan is like a python. She needs just to follow me. So, I mean, the dham is really necessary. But if there is no sadhu sangha, then dham, that dham for ordinary jivas is not so much useful. The sadhu sangha is the real thing that we should aspire for in our life. Raghunath Das Goswami is sitting at the bank of Radhakund. He did a great version that you all know how. He composed so many verses there. He composed Manasiksha for us, the things that with the mind. Many things he did. Later on, Krishna Das Goswami approached him. He taught all the teachings of Mahaprabhu and whatever he heard from Swarup Damodar, Swarup Damodar to Krishna Das Goswami. And Bali Marshal Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Goswami, and all these things in the internet.
He also, best book is Raghunath Das Goswami ki
they do everything from sunrise to sunset. Anyone does not want unhappiness. Anyone don't want to be old. Anyone don't want that their hair should be white. Don't have to face any problem in this life. Nirvana, pure happiness. They want to live, but they have to suffer so much. They do as they can do to become happy. But the real fact is that there will have to be both. There will have to be weak and suffer and at last giving this body here. To me, happy this life of every one. We know that only we are men. We people. But we don't think that trees, creepers, animals, birds are also living in this. They don't. So they want to kill them and to take their egg, flesh, blood, everything. Even serpents and so many poisonous things they take. As if God has created this world, that you should keep all and take and be happy for fighting. Heaven cannot be happy. One is wealth, money, beautiful body, intelligent mind, strong body, cannot make a man happy. We read in papers that the prince of world saw wealth, so beautiful he is, also he married a very beautiful girl, Diana or not. He has so much wealth and everything very good. Palace, king palace, like palace, everything. But he could not be happy. Diana left him. If their child is with her child, children, now he's unhappy. Also, his ex-wife came so much. We know that in previous time in India, in Lanka, Sri Lanka, there was a very great king named Ravan. All the palaces in whole Lanka were made of gold. Goldsmiths used to bronze their rooms. That so much powerful that any god, goddess have not dared to go there. He has more lack of some very strong. They can change their body in air, in horse, in beautiful any women. What they want, they you could do. Everything. So they wanted to rule whole universe. But I am not satisfied by this. They wanted to rule gold, water, hammer, diamond, copper, and bar, rocks, earth, sun, moon, everything. They aim to go all these planets without any without any plan or anything. Fly at some time go. And one moment. They collected everything to be happy. They collected all the things that we cannot imagine in them. This makes them more mad, more more stress problems. And that is why at Lord Sayam, he himself, it is all sons and nephews,
yes,
and his whole family, except his one birth brother, who was devotee of Ram. All that is there. The whole golden houses were smashed in and burned into ashes. There was none in Lanka to be happy. Also, I know a person in India, but more than Ravan, and that was Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad Maharaj. He took a realization from Brahma, the creator, world the creator, that I should not die in day or in night, in any month, in a sky, in lower lokas, on earth, not I should die in. And one should just kill me with weapons or anything. He shouldn't die in any month, not inside room, not in outside of room. Thus he became like
immortal.
Like but not, and began to abhyakar karna devotee of God. He began to rule our whole world and began to harass all the devotees. All the devotees. Began to flash so many left and left cows out every day. The devotees are suffering by anyone in this kingdom of Jashu Hatter. Green trees are cut down and others bad behavior to all. No love affection for anyone there. It is the downfall, it may be very soon downfall of that. And it will be unsurta ho jayega. It will
ruin.
So such a powerful person was killed in a moment. You know all this. He could not be happy. Nowadays, this thing is Yukta Ashram.
USA.
USA.
UNO.
Intelligent person.
Organization.
They used to make so many programs that whole world should be happy. No war, nothing. But they cannot control. Scientists have invented so many new things, from kitchen room to medical and all other things. Now they can change the heart if it is damaged. They can melt to again. Any monkeys brain also. If anyone dies, they will take their eyes and they will give him other blind persons also. so development everything. They can go from one part of other part of world very soon. They can be in here, in Australia, in eastern part of world. They can see even a match, cricket match in America, opposite to this, and in Western country. And they can make farming here and there if their country is if they will match, then they begin to here and there, jumping here, then
crashing
there. In a moment they will know. We can see from other parts, Antarctica to also Arctic, Arctic person here and there. Now you are trying to go to Moon and other
planets.
One is to be healthy, but problems are increasing, and they are on the same stage where they were in less and less years before, more problems. You know what is the now problem? The problem of this new civilization, and by discovering so many things, we are gaining something. And it is a very strange thing for all. But on the next hand, we are looking for forces. What that thing is? Love and affection for it. Now in this stage we cannot love our wife so much. We cannot trust on them. No belief, and that is why the separate accounts in bank are separate. If he will cheat, if she will cheat, also the girls little and their sons have no faith on their father and mother, as they think separate. You know, in Calcutta and Bombay, that in a flat, thousands of persons live there, just thousands of families together, but they don't recognize each other. One family, they think his husband is dead, their husband is, or anyone has died, they are waiting, and in the next, never. So much in vain, dancing and in nightclubs and everything. In a great, in a very so much crowded road, we have seen in Calcutta and Bombay, less and less persons are going and coming in so hurry, running there. If a man, anyhow, injured and anyhow falls down, so injured, anyone has no time to take care of that. They fear that if we will go and ask that person that what happened, and we will try to help, police will also come and help. Our other party may shoot us. Anyone has not time to give any support or help. So then, you know, this is the problem of whole world. That now no affection, we have no love. How it can? How we can solve this question? Money can be solved. We can follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Harir Nama Yuva Kevalam, Harir Nama Yuva Kevalam. Follow Nasti, Nasti Kevalam. If we have a Murtu Sarva Krishna, Supreme Personality of God, and we have some affection for Him, then certainly a love and affection for everyone, trusting each other, it will come easily, otherwise not. Last friend, where Srimati Kashyapu was there, Ramani was there, he is there, we are in the same platform, hankering for peace, hankering for happiness, but we are all the same. So if we have love and affection, and we will try to love and serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is creating this world, who has given this beautiful body, so intelligent, everything. He is controlling sea, he is controlling sun and all planets, not to
collide
themselves. And that's the ruling whole world. We are a person.